Unit 9, Lesson 1, Sports and Games. Practice 1. If I have time on my hands. Words you need to know.
Adore. Adore. Pony. Pony. Canoe. Canoe. Soak. Soak. Pursuit. Pursuit.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and answer the following question.
The following is an interview from a weekly sports program.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to our weekly sports program aimed at all those underactive youngsters with time on their hands. Listen to what our two guests have to say about their own sporting pursuits and how sport made a difference to their lives. Debbie first, then Jonathan.
I'm keen on doing something that gets you out into the countryside, so I'm for horse riding whenever I can. It's quite an expensive hobby, though. You have to pay for the instruction and the hire of equipment, and there is quite a lot of that. But I think it's a great sport because you're out of doors and working with animals. I used to be actually scared of horses until I took up riding. Now I adore them. When I've saved up enough money, I'm determined to buy a pony of my own. Another advantage of riding is that disabled people can enjoy it too. It's great fun teaching them to ride. It makes you feel you're doing something really worthwhile. It made me more aware of other people's problems, and now I don't worry about my own so much. Thank you, Debbie. Now, Jonathan.
The trouble with riding is that you can injure yourself if you fail. I don't fancy that at all. I prefer canoeing because you've always got the water there for support. If you're a good swimmer, have a good sense of balance and strong arms, you'll like canoeing. The main trouble is transporting your canoe to the right places. My father takes it on the roof of the car, or sometimes I put it on the roof of the club Land Rover. What it's taught me most is to be independent, though. It's just you and the canoe against the wind, the weather, and the water. It gives you a lot of self-confidence, and it can get really exciting, as long as you don't mind getting soaked, of course. It makes you feel close to nature somehow. I hope to run my own canoeing centre when I'm qualified.
What are the two sports events mentioned in this interview?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and complete the following sentences.
Exercise 3. Directions.
Listen to the passage for the third time and try to summarize the information in the following table.
Practice 2. A little history of football. Words you need to know.
Association. Association. Rugby. Rugby.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and decide which choice is the best answer to each of the questions.
The game of football may have started in Roman times. It seems that the Romans played a game very much like our modern rugby with a round ball. English villagers played football in the 16th century, and they often had almost 100 players on each side. It was a very common game, which was very rough and even dangerous until the early part of the 19th century. In the 18th century, a Frenchman who had watched a rough game of football in a village wrote, "I could not believe that those men were playing a game. If this is what Englishmen call playing, I would not like to see them fighting." It was then played in schools in England and soon spread all over Britain and Europe. Until 1850, it was not possible to have football matches between one school and another, because each school had different rules. So, rules had to be made. They were not improved until, in 1863, those who preferred to play with hands as well as feet formed the Rugby Union, while the others started the Football Association, FA. It was only in 1863 that the first set of rules for all football clubs was agreed upon. Nearly 150 years later, football has become by far the most popular sport in the entire world. Would that 18th century Frenchman have believed this possible?
1. According to the passage, where may the game of football have first started? 2. What kind of ball was first used? 3. How many team members were often involved in the game when the English began to play the game? 4. Why was it not possible to have football matches between two schools until 1850? 5. In 1863, which organisation was founded?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and answer the following question.
What did the Frenchman say about the game and what did he mean? Practice 3. You can't argue with it. Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage, then tick the opinions on the list which correspond to what Mr. Smith said. The following is a conversation between Mr. Smith and Jack about professional football.
Football isn't the same these days, not like it used to be at all. The big games, well, you know it yourself, most of them are just dull, boring, no excitement at all. The season's too long as well, too much of it. Goes on nearly all the year. Who wants...
But don't you think...
Well, it does. You can't argue with it. And it's violent, too. Really violent. Players got hurt in the old days, too, I know. But that was an accident. An accident in a tough men's game. But these days, it's no accident. It's violent. Just
Have you thought about...
Just a minute. Let me finish, will you? I was just about to say that teams don't try to win. They're not interested in winning. They just make sure they don't lose, that's all. So, you've got to admit...
And you've got to admit one thing, too, and that is, professional football's good for television. Plenty of games, a bit of violence, keeps television viewers amused for hours and hours.
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again, and decide which choice is the best answer to each of the questions. 1. What can you infer about the game in the past? 2. According to the passage, how long does a football season last? 3. According to the passage, what is the explanation for people getting hurt in the past? 4. Which of the following is mentioned as a reason for football's popularity on television?
Practice 4. It was on the lucky side. Words you need to know.
Spectacular. Spectacular. Score. Score. Confess. Confess. Marker. Marker.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and answer the following question.
Well, Frank, I think it was the most spectacular one I've scored this season. But I have to confess, it was a bit of an accident, really. Very lucky it was. I mean, Mike O'Neill centred from the right, and Tommy Jones got clear of his marker for a second, but then Tommy slipped, you see. He slipped, and as he slipped, the ball hit him on the knee and went in the air, and I saw it coming towards me, and I don't mind telling you, I closed my eyes and threw myself at it, and the next thing I knew, it hit me on the head, and there it was in the back of the net. So, it was a little bit on the lucky side, you might say.
What is the main idea of the talk?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and complete the following sentences.
Lesson 2. Food and health. Practice 1. Fast food. Words you need to know.
Bachelor of Hamburgerology. Bachelor of Hamburgerology. Fancy. Fancy. Hang around. Hang around.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and answer the following questions briefly.
In the past 10 years or so, America's most popular export to Britain has been the hamburger. One very well-known American company, which has restaurants all over the world, even has its own university. Here, if you fancy becoming an expert in the subject, you can take a 10-day course leading to the degree Bachelor of Hamburgerology. If you get really interested in the subject, you can even go on to do your master's degree, but that takes longer. Hamburgers are, of course, fast food. They don't take long to cook, and they take even less time to eat. Next time you are in one of those fast food restaurants, look around. You'll notice that they aren't usually very comfortable. They don't want to encourage you to hang around for too long. And they are normally decorated in bright colors, because psychological tests are supposed to show that this makes people hungrier. Keen students of English should read the menus in these places. If you think you could do with improving your vocabulary, especially adjectives, study them with care.
1. What is America's most popular export to Britain in the past 10 years? 2. How long does it take to get a bachelor's degree of hamburgerology? 3. Why are the fast food restaurants usually not so comfortable? 4. Why are the fast food restaurants decorated in bright colours? 5. How can a student of English especially benefit from visiting the fast food restaurants?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F. Then correct them where necessary.
1. One can get his bachelor's degree of hamburgerology from Cambridge University. 2. A 10-day course can lead one to the degree Master of Hamburgerology. 3. Hamburgers, like all other fast food, take less time to eat and cook than a dinner. 4. The concept of fast food restaurants centres on the time it takes to make and eat the food. Practice 2. Think before you drink. Words you need to know.
Breathalyze. Breathalyze. Crystal. Crystal. Prosecute. Prosecute. Conviction. Conviction. Disqualify. Disqualify. Fine. Fine. Eccentric. Eccentric.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and decide which is the best answer to each of the questions.
A lot of countries now have very strict laws about drinking and driving. In Britain, for example, the legal limit for alcohol in the bloodstream when driving is 80 milligrams of alcohol per 100 millilitres of blood. In other words, if you drink more than about 2 pints of beer, you shouldn't be driving. Of course, the effect of the same amount of alcohol on people of different ages and weights varies quite a lot. And if you drink on an empty stomach, the effect will be much quicker, because the alcohol is more easily absorbed into the bloodstream. If you are stopped by the police and suspected of being drunk, they will breathalyze you. This involves your blowing into a bag containing clear crystals. If the crystals turn green, this shows, roughly, that you could be over the limit and you will be asked to go to the police station for a further test. If the second test proves positive, you will be prosecuted. On conviction, disqualification from driving for a year is normally automatic, together with a fine of up to £400 and or imprisonment for up to 2 years. The 2 pints of beer limit is well known, but people often forget the alcoholic content of other drinks. Visitors to Britain are often confused by our eccentric way of measuring drinks. What do you think is the alcoholic content of the following drinks? A large glass of scotch, 2 glasses of sherry, 2 glasses of wine, and 2/3 of a pint of cider. They have the same amount as a pint of beer.
1. What is the main topic of the passage? 2. If one is suspected of drunk driving, what will the policeman do first? 3. What colour of the crystals in the bag can indicate you are over the legal limit? 4. What are visitors to Britain always confused by?
Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions briefly. Part of the answers are printed out for you. 1. What is the legal limit for alcohol in the bloodstream? 2. Why is it dangerous for you to drink on an empty stomach? 3. What is a common punishment for drunk driving? 4. Is 2 glasses of wine still within the legal limit?
Practice 3. Vitamins. Words you need to know.
Vitamin. Vitamin. Digest. Digest. Green pepper. Green pepper. Poultry. Poultry. Spinach. Spinach. Yolk. Yolk. Reproduction. Reproduction. Yogurt. Yogurt. Scrape. Scrape. Clot. Clot. Citrus. Citrus.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each of the following questions. Vitamin A. Vitamin A comes from green and yellow vegetables. It is also in milk and egg yolks. Vitamin A is necessary for night vision, seeing in the dark. Vitamin B1. Vitamin B1 comes from fish, brown rice and poultry. It is also in most meats and nuts. The job of vitamin B1 is to build the blood and help the body digest food. Vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from citrus fruits, such as oranges and grapefruit, and other fruits such as strawberries. It is also in green peppers. Vitamin C is important in building bones and teeth, and some people say it helps to prevent colds. Vitamin D. Vitamin D comes from egg yolks. In the United States, the dairy industry also adds it to milk. People also get vitamin D from sunlight. Vitamin D is important for building strong bones. Vitamin E. Vitamin E comes from dark green vegetables such as spinach. It is also found in eggs and liver. Vitamin E is important in reproduction and muscle development. Vitamin K. Vitamin K comes from green leafy vegetables and yogurt. Its job is to help the blood to clot. Without vitamin K, cuts and scrapes keep bleeding. Vitamin K helps the cut to close. It keeps the body from losing too much blood.
1. If you can't see clearly in the evening, which of the following is most likely to help you? 2. If someone often gets colds, which of the following should be chosen as a helpful food? 3. What can those people get who go sunbathing frequently? 4. Which of the following is an especially good suggestion for a couple who wish to have a child? 5. Which of the following diet habits can help bleeding stop quickly if you get a cut in your finger? Exercise 2. Directions.
Listen to the passage again and supply the missing information for the following table.
Practice 4. A doctor's advice. Words you need to know.
Sauce. Sauce. Margarine. Margarine. Ketchup. Ketchup. Chip. Chip. Crisp. Crisp.
Exercise 1. Directions.
Listen to the passage and try to find out what is most emphasized in the doctor's suggestions. Then try to complete the following 3 sentences. The following talk takes place in a doctor's office.
Well, Mr. Jones, you're going to have to change your diet quite considerably. In particular, you're going to have to avoid all those fast foods you've been eating, like hamburgers, fish and chips, takeaway chicken, and so on. And you're going to have to try not to eat too much bread. But if you do eat bread, you must have it with unsalted butter and definitely no margarine. No sauce, I'm afraid. None of this tomato ketchup and HP sauce. Absolutely forbidden. And you can eat some fish, but not canned fish. As much meat as you like, but it mustn't be any of the prepared meats, as I mentioned before, like hamburgers or sausages. Definitely not. Fresh fruit and vegetables are very good, but if you cook them, don't put any salt in the water you use. Now, there's no harm in eating potatoes, chips or however you like them, but don't buy packets of potato crisps, will you? Most important of all is not to put any salt on any of your food. In fact, you must throw out all the salt in the house, and don't even have a salt pot on the dinner table. If you follow this advice, I do assure you, you should start to feel better within 2 or 3 weeks. Exercise 2. Directions.
If you are going to prepare a meal for Mr. Jones, what can you choose from the... You will use a tick to indicate yes, cross to indicate no, and question mark to indicate sometimes.
Quiz 3. Part A. Directions.
In this part, you will hear 8 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will hear a question about what was said. Listen carefully and decide which of the 4 choices is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. When does the next train leave?
You've just missed one by 15 minutes. Trains leave every 35 minutes.
Question. How long will the woman have to wait for the next train? 2.
What do you often do on Saturdays, Mary?
I usually go to the park and work in the garden in the morning, read books in the afternoon, and watch TV in the evening. How about you? Question. What does Mary usually do on Saturday afternoon? 3. Will you take biology next semester?
I've had enough science courses.
Question. What does the man mean? 4.
I am going to the zoo to make some sketches of elephants today.
May I go with you? I have the same assignment. Question. What are both speakers? 5.
Shouldn't we invite more people to the dance?
The more the merrier. Question. What does the woman mean? 6. This bus is so crowded that I can barely breathe.
Have patience. The bus empties out quite a bit at the next stop.
Question. What does the man say about the bus? 7.
Selling many cars these days, Helen?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty busy. We've got a big sale on at the moment. We've got some great deals on Toyotas. Hey, isn't it time you sold that old thing you're driving? Question. What does the woman mean? 8. How do you feel about the story?
This is not just a sad but true story. The boy's experience is horrible and damaging, yet a sense of love shines through every word.
Question. How does the man feel about the story?
Part B. Directions.
In this part, You will hear four short statements. Each statement will be read just once. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices is the closest in meaning to the statement you heard.
9. 16 guests came, but half left early. 10. I'm supposed to turn left at the corner, right? 11. What a long bus ride this is. 12. Mary's baby never smiles at anyone other than Mary. Part C. Directions.
In this part, you will hear three short passages. Each passage will be read twice. After each passage, you should pause the recorder and try to write down its main points in your own words.
Mrs. Jones was very fond of singing. She had a good voice, except that some of her high notes tended to sound like a gate which someone had forgotten to oil. Mrs. Jones was very conscious of this weakness and took every opportunity she could find to practice these high notes.
Chemists have been studying why people cry. They say the body produces two kinds of tears. One kind cleans out the eye if it gets dirt in it. But when people cry because of their feelings, these tears have poisonous chemicals in them. The body is getting rid of chemicals produced by strong feelings.
There have been many great inventions, things that changed the way we live. The first great invention was one that is still very important today, the wheel. This made it easier to carry heavy things and to travel long distances. Part D. Directions.
In this part, you will hear two passages. Each passage will be read twice. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. After you hear a question, you should either decide which of the four choices is the best answer to the question you heard, or answer the question in your own words according to the passage. The questions you should answer are also printed in your book, but you should read them only after you hear them from the tape. Why don't we go abroad for a change? Where I'd like to go is France, Spain, or Italy even.
I'm not all that keen, really. I'd rather stay at home.
Oh, come on, Steve. Think of the sun.
Yes, but think of the cost. Going abroad is very expensive.
Oh, it isn't, Steve. Not these days.
Of course it is, Juliet. The best thing about having a holiday here in Britain is that it's cheaper. And another thing, the travelling would be easier. No boats, planes or anything.
Even so, we've been to most of the interesting places in Britain already. What's the point in seeing them again? Anyway, we can travel round Britain whenever we like. There's no point in wasting our summer holiday here.
I suppose you're right. Nevertheless, what I can't stand is all the bother with foreign currency, changing money and all that when we go abroad. I hate all that. And it's so confusing.
Oh, don't be silly, Steve.
And what's more, I can't speak any of the languages, you know that. It's all right for you. You can speak foreign languages.
Exactly. You see, what I'd really like to do is practice my French and Spanish. It would help me a lot at work.
But that's no use to me.
But just think of the new places we'd see, the people we'd meet.
But look, if we stayed here, we wouldn't have to plan very much.
I'm sorry, Steve. No, I just don't fancy another cold English summer. Question 13. What is the most important reason that the man is against travelling abroad? Question 14. What can we learn from the woman speaker? Question 15. What will they have to do if they go abroad according to the man? Question 16. What holiday are the speakers planning for?
Good health is not something you are able to buy at the drugstore, and you can't depend on getting it back with a quick visit to the doctor when you're sick, either. Making your body last without major problems has to be your own responsibility. Mistreating your system by keeping bad habits, neglecting symptoms of illness, and ignoring common health rules, can reduce the best medical care. Nowadays, health specialists promote the idea of wellness for everybody. Wellness means achieving the best possible health within the limits of your body. Some people might prefer a lot of easier exercise to more strenuous exercise. While one person enjoys playing 72 holes of golf a week, another would rather play 3 sweaty, competitive games of tennis. Understanding the needs of your own body is the key. Everyone runs the risk of accidents, and no one can be sure of avoiding disease. Nevertheless, poor diet, stress, a bad working environment, and carelessness can ruin good health. By changing your habits or the conditions surrounding you, you can lower the risk or reduce the damage of disease.
Question 17. What does the speaker imply about good health? Question 18. How can one achieve his wellness? Question 19. What can't people avoid completely according to the passage? Question 20. What can people do, list at least 2 things, to maintain or improve their health according to the passage?